Welcome back. You're listening to the Union Edge Labor's Talk Radio. I'm Laura Weens. We're here today with Hari Khadka. She's a leader in the fight in Pittsburgh with Unite Here, the Hospitality Workers Union. She comes out of Sky Chefs, which is the airline catering wing of a number of different airlines. Welcome to the program, Hari.
Thank you.
It's great to have you on with us. So I wanted to take a moment and step back before we start talking about your involvement with the labor movement and talk about, you know, what your life was back in Nepal, where you came from, the country that you came from, and sort of the expectations of refugees coming to the U.S., coming to Pittsburgh and looking for a better life.
We came here like a better life, like people decide to come here, and but that's not true, and all like we are taking the job like a second class job, like housekeeping and server, like food servers and cleaning things, and we're taking because of, we take care of our family.
But back in Nepal, when you were living in the refugee camps there, and you're originally from, you were born in Bhutan. Is that right?
Yes.
Many of you attended university. There are a lot of highly educated Nepalese people that have come to the U.S. now, and you're being put in jobs like these. Is that right?
Yes.
So what was your expectation coming to the U.S.? So what was the kind of discussion about why people decided to leave Nepal in the first place?
Because of better life and fun life here. And then we think like the government and here, United government treat us like equally and people treat respect and everything. That's why we decide to come here.
And so about how many refugees have left Nepal to come to other countries, and how many are now resettled here in the Pittsburgh area?
Pittsburgh area is like almost 10,000 and like less than other country, more than other country.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So what are some of the jobs that people have been taking here in the Pittsburgh area from the Nepalese community?
People's taking jobs like Skyscape and River Casino and some of the like a hotel doing housekeeping.
And you were working at Sky Chefs for a long time, and now you're working with the organizers at Unite Here. You're currently organizing with Unite Here. So tell me about what your experience was like working at Sky Chefs.
Yeah, when I was working in SkySafe, and more than 100 people kind of working, the Nepali peoples, and we are working hardly. And in respect our job and everything, so taking care of business for them, and they never take care of us, and they never gave me our like a break time and lunch time, and people from like here, people born here, people citizen of America, and they are like doing different job and than us, and but we are like we think we are working in same place and we are as like a family's things. But the company never gonna respect us, and that's why I decide. That is not true. That's not a fear that the company gonna treat us. That's why I recruit all people until I was told them that's not our life. We should be stand off.
And you guys had an opportunity in this past year to start standing up and fighting and saying this is not fair, this is not right, because you guys actually had a contract fight. Is that right?
Yes.
So what was the process of organizing for the contract fight? What were some of the things that you guys did to push the company to give some respect to the Nepalese workers on the job and also a fairer wage?
Yeah, first we went to like 9 people. That's the first action inside the work, SkySafe. And we knocked the HR door, and she came out, and she's like 9 people, and they never came to like a hard door to knock to the workers, and what the hell in here? And then and she came back, and what do you guys need? And we need to respect, we need a equal treat than other workers.
So you had 9 people go knock on HR's doors. They'd never seen Nepalese workers come to her before.
No.
And you said, we need respect. Like, we're here because we need to demand respect.
Yes.
On the workplace. Yeah.
Yeah. And then the way you start from that, like a 9 people process. And then the way it was never going to stop. We could keep doing. And we have like a big accent and 75 workers and different managers to knock the door.
So you brought 75 workers then to her door.
My door, yeah.
To say we deserve respect. And it was also, there were some demands around the contract negotiations also.
Yes. And that's what helped us to like organizing people and to extend our contract.
And the actions that you did at Sky Chefs, they weren't just delegations to managers, right? You did some other things inside the cafeteria and outside.
Yeah, we have a rally in outside. And in a break time, and the people came out in the break, and people are done work, and they all together, and we are rally in inside outside the buildings.
I imagine that must have been a big surprise to the management there. Had they seen the Nepalese workers could sort of stick together before or do anything together to show management that they, you know, were just, you know, were fighting for respect on the job, for better wages? Or was this the first time they had ever seen actions like that from the Nepali community?
They never seen like before that. That's the first action they see. And well, Nepali workers are top. They're like, they are smart. They know how to stand up.
And in part, you guys, there are unions in Nepal as well, right? And
yes, but I never had experience in union in Nepal.
But it seems like the leaders here in the U.S. actually have been a lot of younger workers like yourself, right? That are the ones that are really stepping up. You have a lot of responsibility as a young person, a young Nepalese person in America, a responsibility for your families and your neighbors and things like that. You were talking to me a little bit about that before. Explain to our listeners who may not know, you know, why is it especially, why is there sort of more responsibility on young people here in the U.S. than there were in Nepal?
Yeah, young people have like, they are struggling here. Because they are the one speaking English and for the family's things and in the family and neighbor and community. And they're like, they're struggling and the young people never had enjoy in their life. And they only the work because they're helping the every, like, you know, for like brothers and sisters and uncle and auntie. Mom and dad, they're helping all around the peoples.
So they're responsible for doing the translation, but also a lot of times you guys are the ones that are getting the jobs that are helping to pay for, you know, your life here in the U.S.
Right? And then our mom and dad, like most of people, kind of, they are like old here. I mean, they are not old, but still like they're not feel like working here. So like young people taking a job to helping and pay for everything here. And we never had it before in Nepal.
So you guys are becoming, you are the leaders of in the workplace. You guys are the ones that are taking the jobs and now becoming leaders in your workplace in the fight for unions and for respect on the job and for better wages. And so you guys won your contract at Sky Chefs, right? After all these big actions that you were doing. So talk to me a little bit about what you're doing now with the workers that are, you know, a lot of times the dishwashers, the cleaners over at the Rivers Casino, which is a large casino that's in the center of Pittsburgh, for listeners that aren't aware, is currently non-union, but is fighting for a union.
Yeah, the people working in a dishwasher and in the cleaner, and they're working so hard and they're making just little money. They not afford the money for like a family's things. Because most Nepali people taking the job at the dishwashers. And they got just like $9, and that's not the effort for family's things. And there's they at least family thing, I mean like six or seven people living together. And they must be taking care of them. And $9 is nothing to taking the five or six people.
Yeah, and I think a lot of, you know, I think a lot of the American public has this mistaken belief that refugee families are getting all of these benefits or getting all this money to be able to live in the U.S. But the reality is that you guys have to make a living once you're here and with the additional handicap of, in some cases, not being able to speak the language.
Yeah, and I'm not believe the benefit from the welfare, and I never had nothing here. I mean, they don't help me for health insurance. And before, like 2 years, I got here 4 years, and the welfare never gonna help me to even like a healthcare.
Right. So you guys have been, you've had to take jobs in order to get health insurance. But when the employers are themselves not taking care of their workers, then, you know, you guys have to pay the higher premiums for the health insurance. Or I think in some cases, as I understand it, some people aren't even taking the health insurance because they can't afford to.
Yeah.
So anything that we should look forward to in the organizing drive for the casino workers? Or are you guys going to be out on April 14th for the National Day of Action with SEIU?
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll see you out there. Is there anything else that we should be paying attention to with the casino workers' fight in Pittsburgh?
I like to say about like Pittsburgh casino and the workers and the mostly dishwasher and cleaners, and they deserve respect and they deserve like more money and they deserve like a health care benefit too.
So we'll be standing behind you in that fight all the way. Hari Kadka, we really appreciate having you on the program. Hari Kadka is she's a leader at Sky Chef. She's a leader in her union and Unite Here Local 57 and is now helping to organize the workers at the Rivers Casino here in Pittsburgh. Thank you so much for being on the program.
Thank you, Laura.
You're listening to the Union Edge Labor's Talk Radio.